Diary, August 1898. Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 1st to 31st, 1898. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. I find that the influenza has come upon me. Brother Morse speaks to the students this morning, which is a relief to me. I try to write, and as this is mail day, we must have all we can in at 9 o'clock a.m. We rode down to the station, took the twins along. They love so much to ride out. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. Tuesday, rose at 2:30. My sleep was ended. I wrote upon the necessity of keeping Christ uplifted before the people wherever we are. I shall plead with God for His strength and His grace that I may walk carefully and prayerfully before the Lord. I spoke to the students in the schoolroom at 9 a.m. I read important matter in regard to physical exercise essential for health. The Lord grant that the ideas I presented may be a blessing to the students. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. I was awake at 2:30. Wrote diligently until the prayer bell was sounded. Then we presented our petitions to our Heavenly Father. I am looking to God in faith as my helper. He will hear my petitions. He will answer my prayers. I do not venture to speak to the students this morning. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. Thursday, awakened at 2:30, wrote important matter. Went to speak to the students. The Lord gave me a message to bear, and I believe the students' hearts were touched. Many seemed to feel deeply. This is a great work, and how important that correct impressions are made. May the Lord impress hearts by His Holy Spirit. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. I arose at 3 o'clock a.m. Slept well through the night, but I have not strength this morning as I desire. I wish to attend meeting, and yet fear that I have not strength to speak to the people. I decided to listen to the appeals of my family and remain at home, but I could not feel at rest. I must go, and I prepared at once. I did all I could for myself to relieve the strange dizziness in my head, and then I ventured, trusting in the Lord that He would do for me that which I could not do. I felt that I had something to say to our people. The horse was all harnessed, and we took one of the twin babies, now sturdy boys, 2 years and 3 months old. Father Lacey took the other lad, and with his daughter May, walked to the church. There was a large congregation and some unbelievers. My text was Luke 12. I read most of the chapter and presented the meaning. My heart was softened and subdued by the Spirit of God, and I felt a heavy burden for the souls of those present. They had been blessed with great light, especially the students in the school, and yet there was not that religious interest we greatly desire to see. All were striving in a tame, listless way, yet there seemed to be a lack to put their whole heart into the service of Christ. It was with feeling I presented the importance of the daily prayer and watchfulness. I present to you 1 Peter 3, verse 8 to 16. Here are heights of attainment that Satan does not mean that we shall reach: the love of God in the heart, supreme love to God and to those for whom Christ has died. I asked all who would unite with me in seeking the Lord most earnestly, and not only claim to believe the truth, but to live the truth, to practice the truth, to arise, and nearly all in the church responded. I felt the spirit of prayer, and I presented the situation before Him before I made the request. The blessing of God did rest upon us, and I know Jesus Himself was in our midst. Many testimonies were born, and they seemed to be earnest and decided. Brother Thompson's sons are seeking the Lord. They arose with the rest. Brother Thompson spoke with earnestness. I thank God that I attended the meeting today. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I awakened at 3 o'clock, and after my usual season of prayer, I prepared for my writing. The Lord strengthened me yesterday, and I rested well during the night. Oh, I desire so much the Spirit of God. I do not want my lamp to burn dim. If there ever was a time when we should be in real earnest, it is now. We long to see an enthusiasm in those who have such grand and important truth for this time. We have no time now to become sleepy and inattentive. We must watch unto prayer. This morning I expected to meet Sisters Starr and Harlow, but they decided to come on the morning train, arriving at Dora Creek Station at 12 noon. The carriage brought up three, Brother Caro and two young men from New Zealand, and they took breakfast with us and then left for the school buildings with the understanding they would take dinner with us. Horse and carriage went to station at noon for Sisters Starr and Harlow.
Elder Haskell is inclined to go to Melbourne. We advise him to seek counsel of the Lord for himself and then, irrespective of every other consideration, walk in accordance with the will of God. I dare not take responsibilities upon me to advise or counsel anyone. Each must seek wisdom from God for his individual self. I wrote a few lines to Sister Haskell and to Brother Haskell, saying if the Lord had light for him to go to Melbourne to go, irrespective of appearance, for if the line of duty is in Melbourne, the Lord can take care of all the duties and work here, that the work shall not suffer. I am sure the Lord Jesus is a sufficiency in any place. The cause is His, the work is His, and all the souls with whom we are dealing are His property. And He can mold and fashion every one after His own similitude, if he will be molded. Brother Herbert Lacey came to ask if I would, if it was pleasant, go about 12 miles to speak to hundreds of workmen who would gather together to hear me. I said I would attempt it, making my platform wagon my pulpit. But it became rainy and I could not go. Some young men went to distribute papers and pamphlets among them. My head troubles me. I cannot use my pen. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Monday morning I awoke at 1 o'clock a.m. I tried to sleep and lifted my heart to God in prayer, but I could not sleep. I arose and dressed and asked the Lord to heal me of my infirmities, and I believe He will do the very things I ask of Him. This day has been a day of singular weakness to me. I felt in the morning all trembling, but decided I would go out to prayers. I felt my helplessness, and I presented my case to the Lord. And as the Lord comforted me with His grace, I determined to hold the promise by faith. When I came up to the table, such weakness seized me, I dared not remain. I left the table and lay down, and then I ate something afterward. I am sorry I am feeling so weak, but the Lord knows all about it. I designed to speak to the students this morning, but it would not be wisdom for me to undertake this. I am sorry to give it up. American mail came, but I dare not peruse it until in the morning, but I will hold fast the promises. All the promises are steadfast and sure. They are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1, verse 14. Sister Gotzian sent me a check for $75 to be used in the cause and work of God in Stanmore. Thank the Lord for this. I dare not read the letters, fearing that the burden of some trouble would come upon me, and I have not strength to bear it. I had letters from Edson. Dare not read them. Sister Harlow was with us at breakfast. Sister Starr was with May White. After dinner, both Sister Starr and Sister Harlow went to Brother Lacey's. Sister Harlow will make her home at Brother Lacey's for the present. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I thank the Lord that I am no worse, that there is a sense of little more strength, but I am not going to worry. I cannot write much now. I am compelled to stop writing for a time. My head will not let me write. how much we need means. And there is presented before me those who might do much to help the needy. I have presented before me those to whom the Lord has entrusted money, and who have of their entrusted, God-given means made large investments. And the use of that means has done a good work, a blessed work, in time of need. That means, imparted in the upbuilding of the cause and work of God, will continue to multiply as it shall build up the interest of Christ. All our obligations are grounded on our redemption. Never were we under obligations so strong and so numerous to serve the Lord as now. He daily loadeth us with His benefits. He crowneth us with His loving kindness and tender mercies. His mercies are new every morning and fresh every evening. All our natural appetites should be kept under control, and we should eat and dress and work as men obligated to God and bound to glorify Him in all things. Our debt to God is daily increasing because of new favors conferred. We are to be engaged in gospel missionary work. We are brought into connection with God, who is the God of all comfort, into fellowship with the Son, who is our Redeemer and the consolation of Israel, and into communion with the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. All we have is the Lord's, and when He asks an appropriation of His means to advance His work, we are to be glad to have that means to invest to reproduce still more means, through souls being converted, their purse being converted, and soul, body, and property laid upon the altar. Sunnyside, Currambong. I slept until 2:30, but I have some things I wish to write, and I dare not defer, fearing they will pass from my memory. Sunnyside, Currambong. I slept until 3:00. My mind and heart are full of the subject of true education, which means wholehearted surrender to God. The voice speaking when Christ was upon earth is heard in no uncertain speech. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. This is the higher education, to learn the meekness and lowliness of Christ. I now write out these things which burden my mind, and send a copy to W.C. White and to Edson White, and to the President of the General Conference, Elder Irwin, and to Elders Smith and Jones. I felt myself so exhausted I thought it was impossible for me to write, but when my hanging lamp was lit, I commenced my letter, and the Lord helped me to trace with my pen matters which had been urged upon my mind relative to the preparation that must be made by every church to prepare the way of the Lord. The voice of Him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah 40, verse 3-5. I write all I possibly can. The burden of the Lord is upon me. Sunnyside, Currambong. I slept until 4:00 a.m. I thank the Lord for this blessing of sleep. My work in the early morning hours was to look for the articles I had written for Minnie to copy and send to me. I found them, read them, and wrote several pages which I cannot have copied. I could not heed the breakfast bell. Sarah, Minnie, and I worked diligently until 8:00 to close up the American mail, which must leave at 8:30 for one to take to Currambong. I feel relieved. We have had cloudy, rainy weather for several days, but it is very clear and pleasant this morning. It was thought all around that I should ride out, go to Currambong, and get things that were waiting at the station to be taken away. Sister Star, Sarah, and the twins went with us. The air was full of perfume of the buds and leaves and blossoms. Sister Star enjoyed it much. I think the ride did me good. We were prepared for our dinner. We found Brother McCann waiting to be favored with £5 to pay his rent on his place, and his boys work out the same in clearing land. We have little money coming in now, and yet we must find some work for the poor families who are in a poverty-stricken condition. After he had received the £5, he asked for a loan of a few shillings, for they had nothing in the house to eat. The answer was, "We have no money at all. We could let them have supplies, as we purchase in quantity." He said that was just what they needed, so there were weighted out beans, rice, peas, sugar, flour, and various things for their family. Then another brother, who has recently moved from Sydney and has found work on building meeting house and school buildings, asked for the same favor, for there is no work for him now, and they have a large family of children. We felt thankful we had a store of supplies for them, and he took to his home sufficient for their present necessities. Now we must find work on the place for these to do. We had both seated at our table for dinner, and they ate like hungry men. Elder Haskell called, and we had a short visit with him. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales. Slept not as well last night. I was restless, and much of the night half awake and half asleep. I was up at 4:30. I did not attend meeting, for Elder Haskell was to take the services. I was glad of this, for I am not in my usual strength. Sister Harlow and Sister Star are our guests. Took breakfast with us. I learned that there was an excellent meeting. Several presented themselves for baptism. I understand about 12 will go forward in this ordinance as soon as possible. We have plenty of water, and nothing is to hinder their going forward in baptism. We think every soul unconverted will go away from the school professing his love for Christ and for the truth. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales. I thank the Lord I rested better last night. I slept until 3:00. Many ways are opened before us today, and we desire to do the best things and most reasonable for my health. I dare not go to blank. I am not strong, and it is too much for me to do. I must give my time to the preparation of my books. I cannot see how it is possible for me to go in new places to hold meetings and then have strength and fresh courage to take hold of my bookmaking. Sunnyside, Currumbong. We had letters to mail to W.C. White at Melbourne. I had written some things of importance in the morning. We purposed to give Sister Harlow and Sister Star all the rides we could, to help them, and give them an opportunity to be in the open air. We rode about 6 miles, taking the twins along, to Mr. Pringle's, away on the road in the bush, to get some lemons. We took lunch and sat out in the open air to eat our lunch. Mrs. Pringle sent us a few oranges when her husband came from the field where he had been at work. He invited us into his house, but we preferred being out of doors. We wanted to make it a pleasure to all. He sent us a number more of oranges. They were very nice. All enjoyed them. We then must wait for the picking of the lemons and a few oranges. We were all well pleased with this ride, for I had not been able to ride for some time, and my friends from Sydney seldom had the pleasure of a ride except upon the trains. The Lord is good. I am so thankful for His grace and His love. The Lord has given to every man His work. When the Lord created Adam and Eve, it was not for their happiness to be idle. Activity is essential for happiness. And the Lord told Adam and Eve to till and dress the garden. In this work of agriculture, our every faculty is brought into action. Currumbong, New South Wales. This morning we went to the post office with letters. We were taking a student from our school to return home to her parents. They requested her return. Sisters Harlow and Star rode with us, and we had quite a load, for we nearly always take the twins along. The student lives at Ballarat. After we had seen her aboard the cars, we saw the family of Brother Greg, father, mother, and two children, were waiting, and no conveyance had come for them. We proposed to take the mother with us. Three could ride upon the back seat with a little crowding. Then Brother Colston asked us to bring a bundle of trees, which was a large, bulky parcel. We had quite a load. There were five grown-up persons and the twins. When we were two-thirds of the way home, we met the expected team, a lad driving a horse and two-wheeled trap, and a second four-wheeled carriage. The boy was holding and leading the second horse harnessed to the buggy, and he holding on to a rope attached to the horse. It was an awkward concern. We parted with our trees, then with Sister Greg. Then we drove in the bush to see Sister Thompson, and, fearing she might feel herself neglected, we had some talk together, and then we went on our way home, all hungry for dinner. Again, I read the manuscript intended for Christ our Savior. I saw that the matter was indeed better adapted for the last part of the book. We found Sister Thompson rejoicing in her rural home. I am exercised in mind in these early morning hours in regard to the necessity of understanding correctly the true ideas we are to have and cherish ourselves and impart to all we associate with concerning the exalted character of our God. We need to understand what God is to nature and what He is to the human agent, and what we are to God and what God is to us. I spoke to the large congregation in the chapel. There was much interest apparent in the hearers who desire to hear Mrs. White. I had not felt strong, but was easily exhausted. I dreaded to speak, but decided to do so. The Lord strengthened me. Then there were a number who were to be baptized, 21, I think. Sunday, W.C. White, May White, Minnie and the Babes, and I went on our way to find First Station after leaving Morissette. The roads were exceedingly rough. We feared the horses would be swamped. The corduroy roads were very bad. The smooth round poles put in, and almost entirely uncovered, were a dangerous matter. Devoted time to writing. I pray the Lord to help me to write in simplicity and present the sacred volume, the living oracles of the Word of God, which is true and appeals to our understanding. I could not sleep past 2 o'clock. It is a beautiful morning. Sarah McKenterfer, Sister Harlow, and the twins went to Morissette Station for goods from Newcastle to supply our stock of eatables. We learned the train would not be in until late, for a cattle train had jumped the track and part of the train had gone over an embankment. No persons were killed. Some cattle were killed. The regular mail train was hindered because of the blocked road. Sarah and Sister Harlow and I went in the early morning to Martinsville for oranges. We had the twins accompany us. In the afternoon had visitors, Sister Nichols and a friend, a teacher on the island. They dined with us. I was very tired when night came and felt ready to retire.
This has been a very busy time with us. I prayed the Lord to help us all through the day, that we should not in any way dishonor His holy name. If we will let circumstances arise that shall cause us confusion of face before the Lord, because we have not possessed our souls in patience, then it has been a loss to our own souls, and Satan has gained the victory, and his satanic majesty has triumphed. Watch and pray always, are the words of our great teacher. Luke 21, verse 36. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I spoke in the chapel. The Lord gave much freedom. It was a solemn meeting. I felt indeed in deep earnest that the students should rise to a higher standard. Whatever may have been their previous failures, let them repent before God, and He will pardon their transgressions. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Sunday, W.C. White, May White, myself, and the twins
rode out 6 miles to visit the camp of workers on the road. This is mail day. I have written 15 pages before I ate my breakfast. I wrote to Dr. Sanderson to answer his letter to me, wrote an answer to Brother Burden's letter in response to letter of inquiries which came before me in regard to giving Dr. Gibbs another trial in St. Helena's Sanitarium. I thought it was proper. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I am now relieved of the American mail, and I am glad. I have this morning read chapters for the book Christian Education. The arrangement pleases me. Sister Peck has carefully selected all the fragments she has found in my writings and arranged them. It is much work. Sarah is helping Sister Peck, doing her writing for her on the typewriter. Sister Peck is doing excellent work. I thank the Lord for her help. I read several chapters for the book Christ Our Savior. I see improvements can be made by adding more matter that should come in. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I did not rest well the past night. I was nervous and worried. Some things trouble me very much. I wrote 2 pages of letter paper to Brother Joseph Hare's son, 2 pages to Maggie Hare, 2 pages to her mother, giving counsel to have her daughters accompany Maggie back to the school. This act would place them in the channel of light, change their association, and might be to the saving of their souls.